Just one halacha, the laws of matzah that we were learning. Maharan in Siman Taf Nun Dalet, halacha Dalet says that one is not yotzeh by eating matzah gizula. For example, somebody stole the matzot. So such a matzah, one cannot fulfill his obligation. So the question then arises that since there was an isur done with the matzah, namely that it was stolen, you cannot be yotzeh. So let's take a case like this year, where Pesach comes out on a Friday night. And somebody comes to the seder and he carries the matzot from the Shuta Rabim to the Shuta Yachid. And he says, hey, I bought special matzot, there's no Eruv. And he says, come, we're going to have the special matzot. So the she'ela is, a matzot, that nisur that was done to it, like carrying Bishut al-Abim on Shabbat, can you benefit and be yotzeh with this matzah on the Pesach? So the Biur al-Akha brings a very important hiluk between the two cases. When it comes to the case of the Gezel, something was done with the etzim matzah itself. The matzah itself was stolen. It was done with the matzah, therefore it's forbidden. Masha'enka, in the case of the carrying, the matzah itself is kasher. The matzah itself is not stolen. A separate isur not connected to the matzah, which is namely carrying on Shabbat, was done. But that doesn't affect the matzah itself. And therefore the Biur HaLachah says, l'ma'aseh, that if a person was given these matzot that were carried on Shabbat, one will be yotzeh, yedechomato, and can eat them. So there's a difference between matzah gezula, whether it's done the etzem to the matzah, or something that isur was done connected to the matzah. Hakam ben Sion alav shalom has a question. It's really the question of the Sfat Emet. The question is, now you're eating by somebody's house on their seder. Does the Baal HaBayit have to be makneyu the matzot? Does the Baal HaBayit have to say, okay, these matzot are for you, and you make a kinyan on it, so the matzot will be yours? You see, by lulav, for example, on the first day of Sukkot, if a person comes to his friend and says, can I use your lulav? He has to give it to him as a kinyan, because you need to be your lulav. So Chaim ben Sion says, but the matzah, you don't have to be concerned about that. From the fact that he's letting him eat it, automatically shows him that what? That he's giving it to him. That his da'at is not, it's not stolen. He's not, by lulav, when he gives it to him, we have to make a clear revelation, because maybe he's giving it to him to borrow. And shi'ula is no good by lulav. So you have to tell him beferush. This is the matana, kinyan. But she'ekin the matzah, he's eating it. What is he giving it to him? He's eating it. He's not giving it to him. He's giving him to take it back. So therefore, Achim ben Sion said, you do not have to be makneh the matzot in that case. There would be another practical question when it comes to matzah gezula. Let's say a person goes to the store or to the factory and he says, I want to buy matzot. He says, how much matzot do you want? He says, I want 10 pounds. He says, 10 pounds? Okay, it's $10 a pound. You owe me $100. He says, I'll pay you. The guy says, listen, I need the money. I have to make seder. I need $100. I'm going to pay you. He calls him up before the holiday. Listen, you didn't pay me for the $100 yet. Yeah, I'm going to send it. And he keeps on pushing him off. The Mishnah Berurah says that once already the guy's asking for the money, and he wants the money, and he doesn't take credit, and the other guy's pushing him off, Chas v'Shalom, this can be matzah gezula, because you didn't pay for it. And the guy's makpid, the guy wants to get paid his money. So then one should be very careful before Pesach to pay for the matzah. So you don't want it to any problem. Maybe the guy's makpid, he's embarrassed to tell you he's makpid. Maybe he doesn't want it. Not in a post-dated check, like the rabbi said. I mean, you pay the guy up front, let the guy, maybe he's embarrassed to tell you that he needs the money, but he's makpid. So therefore you should pay the matzah up front, so you don't want into any problems of Chas v'Shalom. Matzah gives us a mitzvah deoraita. So therefore one doesn't want to get into any issue.